When you give your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside you. Then, as Jesus told his disciples, he wants you to receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit. When you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit, it gives you greater access to his supernatural gifts, like miracles, speaking in tongues, prophesying, healing, and so on. You can experience a greater awareness of the spiritual realm, an increased desire for prayer and the Bible, more love for the unlovable, more inner joy, increased boldness, a deeper, more passionate connection with Jesus, and a greater willingness to sacrifice for the gospel message. When you receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit, it opens the door for walking in His power every day. Then continue to be filled with the Spirit. The more you yield to the Holy Spirit to fill you, the more you will see the supernatural gifts operate through your life. Pray often to be filled more and more. Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." Be filled, as it's used in that passage, means to keep being filled. The baptism of the Spirit is not just a one-time filling with the Spirit. It opens the door for continuously being filled for increasing spiritual effectiveness. The believers in Acts were already baptized with the Holy Spirit and, when threatened by the authorities, prayed for an increase of the Holy Spirit's operation through their lives. If they needed more of the Holy Spirit's power, so do you. Acts 4:29-31 records their prayer, and notice what happened. "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. No one has all of the Holy Spirit that is available. There is always more of God. If you have not experienced the baptism with the Holy Spirit, ask someone to pray for you to receive it. Then continue to be filled with the Spirit. Just like the believers in Acts, you are simply a delivery person for the Holy Spirit. Listen attentively for when He wants you to deliver a supernatural gift, a biblical truth, or an act of compassion. Step out in obedience and trust Jesus for the results. Every time you obey the Holy Spirit's prompting, you give Him more room to fill you. Until Jesus returns, keep seeking more of the Holy Spirit's power to be His delivery person in your part of the world.